Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
I got these doll parts. Look, you're gonna be happy. The other day I spent $30 on doll heads. So now I have a little bowl of doll heads.
Great.
In my house.
I can't hear myself at all.
It's $20. Can you hear yourself? Yeah, I can hear me.
I can't hear me at all.
What's your excuse?
Woohoo! Okay. Toad's here. Ryan's here. Yeah, everyone's here. Gang's all here.
I took Toad's spot.
Gang's all here. Yeah, it's okay. He needed boring to be an observer anyways.
Yeah. He didn't have much to say.
Yeah. So, it's okay.
Sorry.
What did you do?
I turned my head and
oh,
the headphone hit.
Oh, it's fine.
We're good.
It's fine.
Oh.
It's act good. Like you're a professional, please. Yeah.
Act like well us.
Sorry.
So, welcome to What's Your Excuse?
Theme song happened? Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
Did you say plotcast?
No, podcast.
Oh, sounded like you said plotcast.
The plopcast.
This is where we talk about poop.
It really is, though, yes. Kind of. I think we're strictly an asshole and poop podcast at this point.
Well, we're going to mix it up today.
Probably most of our episode names are about buttholes.
Yeah, absolutely. I am Megan.
Caitlin.
And we have a guest with us.
Yep. Again, this is my third time.
Third time sure on the podcast because he's the funniest.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
And us. Also Toad is here.
That's right. Caitlin bought a toad.
I did. I love him. I also got some spooky fabric and some candles. Oh, his eyeball is indented. So
well,
it's probably because I hugged him too much.
Great.
Anyways. I spent a lot of money at Michael's. Now I'm a rewards member, though. So
I want to go to Michael's. Do they have any of the pastel stuff yet?
No.
Damn it.
Pastel Halloween?
Yeah.
No.
Damn it.
They are pretty cleaned out of what they have, though, already.
Damn it.
Chris was like, this is all going to get cheaper. And I said, no, it's all going to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's what happens at Michael's every year. So that's why when I went in there the other day, I fucking was like on a spree. Granted, they also only had 10 minutes till close.
Yeah.
Because I thought that they were open till 8 and they were not. Mm-hmm. It ended up being 7. And so I like ran in and I was like, and was trying to get everything. And there's this one fucking doormat I really wanted. It says, welcome, scaredy cats. And
it's saw that.
Yeah. My boss had it at her house. And I've always been like, oh, that's so cute. And so when I saw that Michael's had it this year, I was like, or I think they also had it last year, but I didn't get it. But when I saw they had it again, I was like, oh, fucking went in there today. I bought that motherfucker for $20. They're $12.99 today.
Oh, great.
I went, God damn it.
Yeah.
Literally, I bought them like 3 days ago.
Well, see if they do price adjustments.
No.
Oh, okay. Or don't.
I feel bad asking.
Well, she was bummed because Spirit wasn't open yet.
I know. She told us.
Mm-hmm. It was. I called Ryan. He was going to come with me.
I know. I was at work.
Yeah.
But no Spirit.
No Spirit. No Halloween Spirit yet.
That's right.
I pretty much
are they gonna open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're working on it.
Okay. So, do we want to talk about our weeks quickly?
Yeah. Short, quick, fast week.
That's right.
You go first because I don't know.
Okay. I really just worked a lot. Had school. Started back in person school. Had
how
the schedule.
That?
Well, the schedule changed 3 times.
Oh, good.
Uh huh.
Easy.
And so, yeah.
Piece of cake.
Uh huh. And then I went to work on Thursday, Friday. Went to work at Friday after having a Zoom meeting and, like, showed up at 11, hurried there, and they all looked at me like I was insane. And I was like,
you didn't work?
Hi. I was like, I'm scheduled, right? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, well, why are you all looking at me like I'm insane? And they were like, well, you're scheduled at 4:30. And I was like, okay, bye, because I've had a headache all morning. So went home, then went back to work.
Did you get to take a little nappy nap?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then yesterday went to work and had the pleasure of discovering a shit stain on the outside of the toilet bowl.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. Like, when people come into... Remember that one time when there's shit just all over the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Like, how? Like, maybe they're pulling down their pants and turning to get to the toilet, and they just can't... They just can't quite get... Mm-hmm. So it goes...
Rub some ass on the toilet.
Over the
Here's
wall.
The thing, like, to get where maybe. This shit was...
But also, why would
either
you hold
had
that long?
You either had to squat, spread your cheeks, and pucker your asshole up to the bowl... Or we have figured we think someone messed themselves, and when they were pulling their pants down, just
it got
smeared
on
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see that.
I like that this didn't take long to get right to shit.
Yeah.
Yep. See? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know me.
It's just a big part of our daily lives.
I'll talk about poop.
Yeah.
All day.
Hot snakes, you know.
Yeah. I know
Do
all about
Do our thing.
I'm sorry.
God, hot snakes.
But that's, I mean, that's been my week, essentially. Just work, school. Shit on toilets.
All the classics.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Work, school, shit on toilets.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, my week, I went back to teaching my kiddos in person, mm-hmm. and that's been fun. I mean, it's all outdoors, and we all wear masks.
Yeah.
And, well, we have to be 6 feet apart because our flagpoles are 6 foot.
Right.
So no matter what, we are socially distant.
That's a plus.
Because you can't get closer, or you will hit your friend.
Right. Knock them out.
Yep. So... That's been nice.
Break their wrist.
I know that they've already had issues, though. There is some, like, I don't know, kids are getting pulled from class and, like, mm-hmm. not returning. Mm-hmm. And then the kids are like, I haven't seen them for the rest of the week. And I'm like, that's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Baylor's already overrun with it.
Right. Right.
So mm-hmm. it's just, you know, matter of time.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I give it 2 weeks before Baylor shuts down in person.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
It's
not going to take long.
No. No, no, no.
I think what
it went from 52 to like fucking 150 or something uh-huh. in like
well,
one day.
Well, because that fraternity party.
Overrun, so.
Yeah. And there was a fraternity that
yeah,
had
Martin's
a party.
Closed down.
And had, it got suspended.
What do you
the
know?
Whole fraternity.
Who would have thought? Kids are stupid.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They fucking should.
Yeah.
There's all these things that are like, if I see you partying or out and about, I will rat you mm-hmm. out. And I'm like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, no, you're being fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just.
Yeah,
what the
it's
hell
unacceptable.
Are you doing?
Can't do this.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
But yeah, besides that, went and I've spent lots of money on Halloween this week.
Yeah.
Did a photo shoot for Sloppy Seconds yesterday.
Beautiful.
I wasn't in it, but I styled all the outfits for it.
Less beautiful.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I had some really good models. Those
yeah, no,
turned
I'm
out
just
like
kidding.
Fucking
I was just
fire.
Saying because you weren't in it. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
But
I'm sure the models are
it's going well. I've sold some pieces.
Good.
Wow. So just got to get more people to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
But yeah, that was my week. Fun. Right. Saw Kitty. She's great. Oh, I went to Dallas Market. I understand why we never go there.
Great.
and then, yeah, bought $30 worth of doll heads.
Good.
It's 20 doll heads mm-hmm. for a bowl and some doll parts. And then I just won another listing for doll parts and then three dolls the other day. I spent a lot of money on eBay.
I saw these dolls.
She just showed me some of them.
I know. I told her. I was just like, man.
Yeah,
I've
eBay's
asked her
got
numerous
me pegged
times.
As like a serial killer.
If I'm she, like, I you mean, don't want me to come over.
If she ever kills somebody, I mean, people are going to walk into her house and realize, why didn't we see this coming?
Yeah. Yep. They're going to be like, huh. Well, sounds right.
Fucking
I think
everywhere.
I would get too scared to kill someone.
This checks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly. But yeah, my
That's
house.
That's good. That's an ideal situation.
It is.
Caitlin.
It really is. I mean, I don't know. I started decorating for Halloween today, and then most people come in my house and they're like, "You really don't have to do much."
Oh.
Like your house is
already
creepy.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then I'm like, I was looking at it today, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm
yeah,
just gonna
I'm
add some
gonna
spooky fabrics." Yeah, it is creepy. My dolls, like, they're not for everyone.
Me.
They're for me. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, how was your week?
It's the same. I
Great.
Go to work, go to school,
Great.
Trying to finish up. That's what I do.
So we can yep. get the hell out.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Tired of fucking.
Yeah. Already.
Yeah.
Dude, the entire system at was down this morning. no. Like, so no mobile orders happened until like 9. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But also no apps worked, and our computer system shut down, and we had to give like a bunch of people their shit for free because no one was working.
Well, whatever.
It was pretty wild. I was like, I don't care. As long as there's no mobile orders. Yeah, but I mean, then the moment they could, man, it was like 16 in a row. And I was like, God damn it.
And you got off at 9.
I got off at 10 today.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to deal with it long. That's fine.
She was there when I went.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We saw each other.
That's right.
We spoke. We spoke about what we're going to talk about today.
That's right.
Do you want to tell them?
Do you want to tell everyone what our topic is?
Today, we're going to do spooky.
That's right.
Spoopy.
Paranormal.
Because that's what we, well, obviously, I care about it a lot.
Yeah.
Megan is very scared of it.
I am very scared of it. I'm very scared of all of it. But I'm also very intrigued by all of it.
Yeah.
The thing that I can't deal with is religious horror. Mm-hmm. Like we've said before, as a Catholic, it's too hard for me.
Well, it's because it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, terrifying when you believe in it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying whenever you believe that these things can happen, have happened, would happen.
I don't know if I believe it. Like, I don't know what I believe, but like, I know that I believe in demonic possessions and stuff, so I guess I believe in a hell.
Yeah.
I guess subsequently that means I believe in a heaven. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't. I demonic possessions. Like, I'm 100%. I'm like, yep, no, that shit's real, and it is fucking terrifying. That's why that scares me the most. I think though is because I'm like that. I feel like it's the most probable.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Or just maybe not demonic possessions, but like, just religious in general, like just anything that has to do with the church. Like there's just stuff that gets a little bit.
Religion's very old.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot of traditions.
That's right.
A lot of rituals.
That's right. That's why I love the Catholic Church.
It makes for good.
I saw this thing today that was like, Christians fucking hate. They're like, don't practice witchcraft. But yet here they are like worshiping some guy who like rose from the dead 3 days later. And then they eat his body and his blood. And I was like, that's pretty good.
Ceremonies.
Our religion, like Christianity and stuff, looks so strange from an outside perspective.
Oh, yeah. Well, and here's the other thing I want to clarify. When I say I love the Catholic Church, what I mean is I enjoy Catholic Mass.
Yeah.
Because it's very ceremonious. It's, you know what you're getting whenever you go in.
Every time.
You know what the responses are every time, and I love it.
Yeah.
That is good.
Keeps me calm.
They are known for scandals.
Are they?
A little bit. There's like 18 Netflix documentaries.
We can try and Google it.
That's okay.
See what comes.
That's okay. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take the Fox News approach. Fake news.
Okay. Chris,
I'm just kidding. I'm not denying any of the Catholic Church's scandals, and they make me very angry.
Chris is his family's heavily Catholic, and he was an altar boy.
Oh.
And so like we're his brothers, and there was one priest that like his mom was like, no, sorry, we're not.
Yeah, no thanks.
Gonna be around.
Yeah.
Just in case. I don't know if like there was any accusations or anything. I don't know. Like, I don't want to place anything on this man because I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was with Boy Scouts and stuff. Like, something happened too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was like someone of the church as well. And she was like, nope, we're pulling you out of Boy Scouts because something here isn't right. Mm-hmm. And then also with the church, like Chris says, yeah, he always did hug me a little long.
Oh, man.
Yeesh. So,
good Lord.
I mean, it doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen.
Yeah,
I mean,
it does happen.
That's what you. I'm like, why are you trying to be celibate? Like, God intended for reproduction, right? He's like, sow your seed, put it in some people, right?
That's what the Bible everywhere.
Says. I think that's actually the Bible verse.
Put it everywhere.
Sow your seed, put it in some people, put it everywhere.
Yeah, I think
plant
so.
It.
Everybody's translations.
Bible, what's
different.
Your excuse?
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're going to talk about paranormal stuff. So we both believe in these things.
Incredibly.
And Ryan, would you like to sell your case?
I'm very entertained by it. I enjoy it. I enjoy haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
They are creepy.
Do you enjoy real haunted houses?
Like mine? Did you like being
like
in my house?
Like homes that are actually haunted by real ghosts.
That word real.
Okay.
Is
there it is. That's what I was trying to get you to
think
say.
There's usually an explanation for a lot of things.
Okay.
But like I said, mm-hmm. it's fun. It's entertaining. I love it. I love horror. I love all of it.
Sure, sure, sure. But you think I'm crazy.
Sure, 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 sure.
Huh?
But
you better not
I'm
be fucking
insane.
Telling her she's crazy.
I don't tell her she's crazy.
I've gotten mad at...
She tells herself she's crazy all the time.
I do.
She tells
but
me she's crazy.
I do.
Yeah, I also do that.
But
you can't
you
call
think,
her crazy.
You think...
I don't
it's
say
not
anything.
That he thinks I'm
you.
Actually crazy. It's that he does not believe in the supernatural.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
So he... Yeah. Like, when he says, okay, crazy person, it's when I say things like... I don't like religious horror because it's things that could happen.
Yeah.
And so that's when he says things like, all right, crazy person.
Mm. All right.
Because
demons.
That's not what he believes. Yeah. See? Yeah.
It's just so interesting to me that you
the
enjoy
devil.
Horror and like all of that genre,
mm-hmm.
but then don't actually believe in it. And I feel like most people who are like super dedicated to horror also believe in it, which I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just, it is super interesting. I feel like it's an anomaly, you know?
I mean, I would hope there's lots of comic book fans that know it's not real.
Shut the fuck up!
I would hope that's the case.
You tell me Spider-Man's not real?
Welcome to the episode where Ryan and I break up.
Yeah.
No, please. Mm-hmm. I will cry.
No, too much time invested.
It'd be a fucking waste at this point.
Too old to start over.
So what are y'all doing? Y'all have stories or what are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to talk about our own personal experiences. I would like you to talk about your experiences as well.
Okay.
So you had some but
you
don't
believe? I'm talking about.
Huh?
You've had some but
he's
don't
had
believe?
Some where he
right.
explains it away.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Science
that's,
fake.
It's way more
science
logical.
Science is fake.
It is. Listen, it is more logical. However, I still think that it was haunted.
Okay, so. Well, I'm going to let's start with this.
Oh, you want to start with Ryan?
Yeah, I'm
start
curious
with me.
Now.
That's
I right. feel like we just led right into it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
The one with Bethany?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so a girl I was dating many, many years ago lived with her friend
many,
in this
many.
House. Yeah, I mean, it was many years ago.
Yes, it was. Because we've been together for
ever.
8 years.
Yeah, why have you not proposed? That's what I told him the other day. I said, he said something. I said, yeah, I know. You should have proposed
by now.
He said,
oh, here we go. Go on. So it was many, 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 many,
anyway,
many moons ago.
So she, good Lord. So she lived with her friend. They lived in a house off of Morrow, which
you
y'all
didn't
know
you were
going to
get teamed
uh-huh.
up on.
Yes.
Morrow. I don't.
You don't know where Morrow
and,
is?
No. What did he say?
Huh?
Mike, says, the god you said something.
So the mic levels are good.
Liar.
So so she lived in a house with her friend. This house was about to fall down, for one. Just so you know, this house was falling apart. The damn roof caved in on, the ceiling caved in on, like, one of her rooms. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just not well
Jesus.
Taken. It was very old, but it just was not, they didn't. You know, do any upkeep on it.
Right.
Mm. So just know this going into
well,
it. But
how do you know that they didn't try and the ghost refused it?
It's true. A
but
lot of the
on.
Times ghosts get very upset when you start trying to remodel.
So
they said, that's my house, just like in Beetlejuice.
Her roommate had left with Alden. They uh-huh. went to go play pool at Clicks and drink and stuff. And we were staying. We were watching. Nice. We were watching movies and stuff. And this actually didn't even like take long because I got there and then they went to the bar. And then we turned on a movie. I don't even remember what movie we watched because we probably didn't get 15 minutes into it because she was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And like, so the way their house worked downstairs.
That's
no,
what I was thinking.
That's not true. Oh, my God. Why don't
they
y'all
get
listen?
15 minutes into it because they started fucking.
It's not true.
I don't even remember what movie it was because I was balls deep.
I was balls.
Go on.
Good Lord.
This is my boyfriend.
Yes.
Talking about own.
Anyway, so the way their house is laid out is where the living room is, then it's the
go on.
Then it's the kitchen next to it. And then they have like a little like it's almost like a mudroom type thing, like where you
it's
walk
a
into
butler's
it.
Pantry.
Yeah, but it was like it was added onto the house. You could tell like oh. they added it on later. Mm-hmm. And
so
that's where the bathroom
pantry.
Was. So she was like, I go to the bathroom. So like she went to the bathroom and then basically didn't come back.
Like, she's dead.
I mean, it was a long time. It was probably like 15 minutes,
she
which is a long time to go to the bathroom and come back.
Yeah.
Hot
so.
Did she ever poop like Did she, was she like me where she'd be, not did she ever poop? That's not the she end of poop. The question. Was she like me where she would announce like, I have to poop? So like,
I don't remember, so probably not as much as you.
Okay, great.
I imagine not as much as you because I don't remember her constantly talking about, I gotta go take a shit.
Go on.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Poop buddy.
I mean, the couch is kind of positioned against the wall, so you can't really see that much into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So like, I thought I saw the refrigerator light on. Mm-hmm. And so I asked her if she was getting anything to drink to get me something. And then there was no response. So I was like, okay. And then eventually the wall by the bathroom has a bunch of, is where her cabinets are. And a bunch of plates fell over and broke all over the ground and stuff. So, mm-hmm. Of course, this makes me stand up. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I figured she was getting something to drink, and then she was getting, like, a plate or something, just spilled a bunch of shit. So then when I go, and then there's a little window on the thing, and she's basically locked in that room. Like, the door is, like, kind of, like, away. It wasn't locked, but it wouldn't open. So
Ryan,
then
someone's trying to kill you.
Well, I mean, so, like, I went over.
No, I'm serious.
Well, said, I'm here to get ridiculed.
Great.
Made fun of.
Go on.
I go and go and let her out.
We're your allies.
And she was like, what the fuck happened? I was like, I don't know. I was sitting on the fucking couch. I thought you were in the kitchen because I thought I saw the light in there. And so, I mean, it was creepy enough for us to be like, ugh, and like leave.
Yeah.
Because the house was just.
Where'd you go?
A mess. We went up to the bar.
Oh, okay.
That we went up
sense.
To the bar with
where
Alden
was.
Yeah, okay. To play pool. That's where we went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
Ryan, how do you not believe in paranormal? That's a pretty big.
Well, always my question.
Right, but like the foundation was awful on the house. Like I said, it was falling down. Like, I mean, it probably just shit happens. She did have those plates stacked super freaking high. For what they needed to be. Like, I mean, it's just.
Here's my
but,
question.
Like, if they're
did
stacked and they're,
ever,
like, dipped in, they're not just going to go, like.
I don't know
bloop.
How.
Like,
I don't,
it would have to go up and then down. Unless they
I
were
I don't know how they were stacked
up.
In there. But I know the thing was open, so.
Hmm. So, did y'all ever ask her, like, has this ever happened before where a bunch of plates just fall on the ground?
Yes.
How much do you spend on plates every year?
And she said, yeah. That
she said, no, that never happened.
Uh-oh. The fact that she was locked in there, like, I don't know.
Locked in that room. That's a terrifying idea.
Why did she also not call out for help?
I think she said she did, but I didn't hear her say it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
The ghost was muffling her.
Yeah.
Put its body over the
wall.
They built on a soundproof room. some shits get loud.
That's right.
That's right.
And you need to have that muted. Muffled.
But so how do you explain her being locked in the room? Just foundation? Still?
Yeah, just the door sucks. I mean, the door is like taped, like all like weird where the latch was and stuff. Like, it's a shit door.
Okay.
Turn your sound
I thought
off.
I turned it down.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's God. The demons.
Probably is.
Probably. They're coming for you again.
So that is, and now the reason that you don't believe in the supernatural has to do with you just, what? Is it just because you can't explain it away?
Because I can explain it away?
Yeah. Is it just that you're like, oh, well, I don't. What's happening with my watch? Is it just that you're like, I don't believe in this because there are so many other reasons that it could be?
That are way more logical and placed in reality?
If that's the word you want to use.
I mean, I think, yeah. I mean, vast majority of the time it can be explained.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's tough now because it's so easy to fake it. Like everyday people can fake a video and stuff that it's really hard to tell. It makes it even harder to tell what's like seems legitimate and not, especially like if you watch like Ghost Hunters or any of those. It's just they're so just like you. I mean, I wouldn't trust them to be 100% real. And most of the time on Ghost Hunters, it might be a little more real because 95% they don't find anything.
Yeah.
And then they try and claim dust as an orb. And that's
yeah.
screaming at.
The one that I love is Ghost Adventures.
Oh, wait, Ghost
Adventures.
Where
he thinks that he's going to taunt the spirit into doing something.
Yeah. Ghost Hunters, I'm not really they were into the
that
OGs.
Yeah.
I find that guy a little obnoxious.
Yes,
so I don't
absolutely.
Really like to watch that
no,
one that much.
I don't
much.
Like Zach Bagans. He's, but I, hate him. I would still go to his haunted museum in Vegas if
nope,
it was
nope,
open.
Nope, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I would. I mean, it's something to do.
Hey, well, when we go to Vegas, one of these times y'all both got to come, and that'll be so fun. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, Vegas. that's my story. It was a very creepy thing, and I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, we left because it was enough to creep us out, but it wasn't necessarily that supernatural. I didn't really see much. I mean, I don't know what, I thought I saw the light. I probably didn't. I don't know.
Or you probably did. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should trust your body more and your eyeballs. Maybe they're pretty okay.
Trust my balls.
You've never trust had to wear balls. Glasses. You have perfect vision.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely not perfect, but back then it was perfect.
Back then it was fucking 2020. So you had good eyeballs. You're not imagining it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. This is Corey
and Bryson
signing off, but before we do, we're saying... Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us by...
That's
hey everyone!
Oh.
Sorry, dude. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us at roguemedianetwork.com. Signing off, this is Corey
and Bryson
saying have a totally rad day. Late.
So, who wants to go next?
You, because I've talked about a lot of mine before. Do you have some experiences?
Yeah, I have a bunch. Ryan will roll his eyes. So,
I'm not going to say anything.
I have a bunch. When I lived with my parents while I was in community college, we lived in a duplex over in Hewitt. Mm-hmm. And I was asleep. I'm trying to think of what happened first. When I would come home, because I would come home late, obviously, I'd be like at Alden's with Ryan, or Alden and I would be playing video games like Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and then I would come home at like 3 in the morning. Mm. And so I would try to like either wake my parents up or like just be like, hey, I'm home, because they really prefer me to do that. And then I think I didn't that night because my niece was staying and she was a baby, and I didn't want to wake her up.
Yeah.
And the crib was in their room.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just like laid down on the couch because my brother and sister were there also, and they had the two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. So I slept on the couch. Fine. So I laid down on the couch, got my blanket, and then I heard my mom. So the setup was like TV on the fireplace, couch facing the back, like the back of the couch facing the back door. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of chairs, whatever. And so I heard my mom come out of their bedroom, because their bedroom was behind the couch also, like back door couch or back door parents' room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard my mom come out of her room, and I was like, are you letting Dominic out, the dog? And she didn't respond. And so I was like, oh, I'll let him out. And then I heard her like go back. And so I got up and I was like, I'll let this damn dog out. And so I get up and he's not there. And so I was like, okay. And so I lay back down and then I hear her.
I don't know.
You don't know how to turn the sound off on your phone, do you?
Well, here's the thing. Is the case has basically made it to where this little button over here that silences it don't work.
Okay.
It don't work.
Let me see it. it really doesn't. What is this case?
I don't, it's a good one. Okay. Don't worry about it.
But I
turned the volume all the way down.
I get up.
Apparently not.
And then she's not there. So then I lay back down. I hear her again. I get up and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm home. I'm sorry I didn't wake you up. I will let the dog out.
Yeah.
So I get up. No, nothing. And so I go into the room because I'm like, fuck this. You're creeping me out.
Mike, turn your volume down.
And so I wake her up. She's still asleep. And I wake her up and I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? And I was like, well, do you want me to let the dog out? And she was like, no. And I was like, what? And she was like, what's the matter with you? And I was like, I thought I heard you get up. And she was like, nope, go to bed. I go to bed. And then a couple of weeks later, my dad worked out of town at this time. This was when he was still an insurance adjuster. And so a couple of weeks later, my mom and I are sitting at home alone watching TV. And she goes, hey, the other night, whenever you woke me up. And I was like, sorry. And she was like, no. Did you think that you heard footsteps behind the couch, like going towards the back door? And I was like, yes, I did. Was it you after all, liar? Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, sometimes I hear that whenever it's just me and the dog here and your dad is out of town working. And I was like, cool. So that was one. And then another night, I was asleep in my bedroom. I woke up and saw, and this one I will say, like, very possibly sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. I will give this one that. Because I remember I woke up and had a memory that there was some, like, a black man figure.
Like a shadow.
Yes. In my doorway. And I always shut my door before I go to bed. Mm. I don't ever leave it open. But it was, like, open. And there was a black shadow figure in my, like, in the doorway. I remember I literally at, like, 20 years old went and slept in my parents' bed. Because I was like, fuck this.
Yep.
And then I stopped sleeping in that bedroom because the next, like a week later, I was falling asleep and I felt something grab at my feet and like pull.
No.
And so I was like, nope, can't sleep in this bed anymore. So I slept on the couch, came home another night, was going to sleep and felt something touch my eyelids. Yeah. Mm. And so we had a friend who was a medium and she came and immediately we didn't tell her what room. She was like, don't tell me anything that's happening, just I'll come in.
Yeah.
And so she comes in and like my sister's room was to the left, or the office was to the left, my room was to the right. She walks in and goes directly to my room and I hear her like talking and I was like, okay. And she comes out and she's like, yeah, you have a shadow figure in your room. And I was like,
Cool.
And then it was right after my dad's heart surgery and he was having some trouble like healing from it. And so she had said like they feed off of pain, they feed off of weakness. Mm-hmm. And every time we would start talking about it, my dad would get like a sharp pain in his scar, in his heart surgery scar. And then this fool, they had been telling me that like I was imagining it and like to calm down and all of this. Then my dad goes, yeah, sometimes when I'm here alone, I'll see two, like, little child shadows, like, scurry into the living room. And I was like,
fuck that.
Why would y'all make me think I was insane? What is the matter with y'all?
Why not come out and say that?
And they were like, well, we thought it would freak you out more. And I was like, great. So that's a couple of mine. I do have more, but
we'll share them.
They are. Yeah, we'll share them in time.
Yeah.
So you want to, any that you haven't shared?
Let's see. I know I for sure talked about the mimicking one that happened in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I mentioned how my brother was in the bathroom and he heard me laughing, but I was nowhere in the house.
Yeah.
But as a kid, what?
What?
Did you just roll your eyes at me?
No, I rolled my eyes at Megan.
He did, because I went like this.
Yeah, she looked at me like, see?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
He heard laughing.
Uh-huh. That's a wrestling move.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, well, one of my favorites is, it was actually my youngest brother, but it is so creepy. And he's the one who heard me laughing. Wasn't me. He heard something laughing. Mm-hmm. But our old house in North Carolina is... It was before it before it was torn down. It was like 100+ years old when I was born, and we lived there and stuff. But my great uncle had died in it. I think he threw it on the ground.
I
thought it would be quieter.
It is quieter.
It's maybe true. I was just gonna take the case
on airplane mode.
It's just smart. Put it outside with him.
Hang on. Put it on airplane mode.
I don't know how to put it on airplane mode.
You just swipe up.
Here. There's it's on airplane mode. Got it.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
On airplane mode.
But so, like, my great uncle had died of a brain aneurysm in the house. And there are two cemeteries on the property. Mm-hmm. So my mother was always very spooked. She was home alone. And again, it was a 100-plus-year-old house.
Sure.
We had like snakes in the attic and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Real farm country house.
Yeah.
A little bit creepy. In the woods. You know, one of 400 properties off the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Called Amityville.
Yes. No. But it wasn't a small town. Like, literally population of, I swear to God, 11.
Okay.
But very tiny. And anyways, we were there one summer, and my brother asked my dad one morning because, well, if you were to walk, like, from the kitchen area and you turned, and so, like, you're facing a little hallway. If you were to go straight, you would have gone into a bathroom, kind of like my old house.
Yeah.
And then off of to either side, to the right or the left, mm-hmm. was a bedroom.
Right.
With the hallway, you know, kind of making it. But that hallway was lined with different photographs of our family who had served in the military and stuff. So it was all these, like, you know, sepia-toned, very old photographs of my grandparents and great-grandparents and stuff that had served. But one morning, my brother, over, like, breakfast or something, looked at my dad, and he was, like, probably maybe six at the time. Mm-hmm. But he just looked at my dad and said, "Daddy, why do the pictures on the walls talk to me at night?" And, like, that's so fucking creepy.
That's my biggest fear with having children is them saying creepy shit. Uh-huh.
The kids say creepy shit.
I know.
They really do. Like, I've seen some where they're like, "I want to wear your skin."
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. Ah. But so that one didn't happen to me directly, but it is one of my favorites to tell just because it's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
However, our house that we kind of, well, trailer, whatever the fuck it was, that we kind of grew up in for like 4 years, so more part of our life because we moved around mm-hmm. so much. It was heavily spiritually active.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was on some sort of land or what that had, like, I don't know if it was like some sort of burial ground, but it was so fucking active all the time. Like, to the point where we just, like, didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw them,
you just coexist with them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because, like, my brothers and I had my own room. They shared a room, and it was like, you know, we were here, and there was this little hallway that led to our bathroom that we mm-hmm. shared at the end. And like every night, for some reason, we didn't have doors in our house. Maybe I've told this. I don't know. We didn't have like doors on to the bedrooms. It was just all like blankets and stuff covering them, like super hippie slash we were very poor.
Yeah.
Gonna afford to replace the doors.
They didn't come with doors.
Yeah, so we probably just moved into the shack. Anyways, every night this little boy would just walk past our rooms and go into the bathroom. We would just, both of us would see him, like, we would see him multiple nights in a row and, like, not tell each other. Like, and then we finally realized, and then we were like, okay, no, you see it too.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And so he would go by, we named him Day Day. I don't know why. But he had half a face. So part
what
of
was
his face.
The other half
it
shot
was just
off.
Like, it kind of just gone slash misfigured. I don't know.
It's like Pascal.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
That's from Stephen King.
Oh,
is that from
It's from Pet Sematary.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
He got hit by a car.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people getting hit by cars.
He also didn't turn his head very much, so like it was just you could see that something was not there. So I don't know.
Maybe
I also tried not to
up.
Look at him.
Yeah.
That
don't
was also
look directly at them.
But like, I mean, every night we were just kind of like, oh, there he goes.
There's Day Day.
Yep, there's Day Day. Hey, dude, we were like in elementary school. I don't know why we chose that name.
Day Day. Taking a piss, bro.
Where are you going with half face? But but then there was this one time where my stepfather decided to hang a papasan chair. So, you know, mm-hmm, that like big kind of circle thing. Oh. From the ceiling of our trailer. So I don't know
that
how structurally
like
sound
not end well.
That was. Yeah. But I wanted a hanging bed, I guess. So he did that. He hung it from the ceiling, which was like cool and stuff.
Oh, was it a chair or a bed?
It was. So it was a papasan chair. And I just wanted something to like I essentially wanted something I could hang. I don't know. It was just, he was like, I'm going to do this. And I was like, that sounds fucking cool.
Yeah.
So it was a Papasan chair. You know, like, it can seat, like, two people if you're really determined.
Yeah. Or very small.
Yeah. And, yeah, like a kid. Yeah. Which I was.
Yeah.
And so he hung that from the ceiling. And one day, I guess I ended up keeping clothes up there because I don't know why. But I had spilled, I remember, it was one of those Pillsbury flaky layer biscuits.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Let's tag Pillsbury in this episode. I had spilled butter on my shirt before school, so I had to go change because I had this giant grease stain all over me. So I was up there looking for more clothes, and I looked down at my doorway, which again doesn't have doors. And there's this little girl just standing there, pointing up to the ceiling above me, like where the straps connected to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay. And I like looked up, and there was a crack.
Oh god.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I looked back down, she's gone.
Uh-huh.
The next day I fall, the bed breaks.
Yeah.
And I fall out and I get tangled in the cords and I'm hanging by my foot. Thank god it was my foot. But like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And now what, your neck?
Is that yes. Yeah, I think that's
I think she was trying to be like, you dumb bitch, you're going to end up like me. If you're not careful, you're going to be dead too.
I also had a hanging chair.
We're both going to be like a ghost.
Girl, my fucking neck broke.
Yeah.
Girl, I love a good Papa Son, but it is going to kill you.
Will kill you.
Looks cool. Don't feel cool.
Papa Sons will kill you. Name of the episode.
Great.
Death by Papa Son. There you go. That's better. He said nose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, my mom also heard the spirit a lot. I'll tell that again at a later date.
Yeah.
But that little girl was very active in that house. That house was probably one of the most haunted. My stepdad has some phenomenal stories.
Oh.
Of shit that happened to him as a kid. Also, serial killers stopped by his house once. They're like the California, I don't know why I always call them the California King. That's a fucking bed. They're like these California, I don't know. It was
you
something
get from the ceiling.
All the ghosts have to do with beds. But like a bunch of, I don't know, there's these serial killers going around killing people.
That's what
and
they do.
Would, yeah. And they it was a couple though, and they would distract raisins.
California raisins.
California raisins.
Yes. What is that what they're called?
No, Caitlin.
What is it called? No. I mean, what is the raisin brand called? Is it California
raisins?
I guess I don't buy a lot of raisins.
Yeah.
I do like raisins, though.
It's good.
I guess you're not old enough for those commercials.
With the dancing California raisins?
No, I think I do remember that.
Oh.
But anyways, they like knocked on his door once.
Mm-hmm.
And his father went to go answer the door. And then they saw like they were in their rooms. And all of a sudden someone like creeped up on their window. And was like looking in and stuff. It was so the woman went to the door, the man was case like going around the house.
Yeah.
They were asking for gas because he was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And it was farmland and you know, like the fucking 80s or some shit. And so there's nothing around. And they were just like saying, do you have gas on your land? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of time people had like fuel cans and stuff.
I just listened to that My Favorite Murder about that.
Huh. See?
Yeah.
And but like so they stopped at his house and then the kids like went and got their mom and then mom was like maybe don't let them in and stuff and then so they turned them away and, like locked their doors and shit and then it came out in the news not long after a month or so that they were going around asking people coming up to their house seeing if they had gas and stuff like that and then would murder the whole family. Isn't that crazy?
That is, that's terrifying.
So I mean he's obviously not dead. I have
He
played it smart and didn't say, well, come on in.
Let's
the
go.
The kids are in their rooms.
Kids are sleeping in the rooms alone.
Do you
want to
tuck them
in,
give them a good night kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot them.
But so before we close out, I do want to mention the Bright Sellers email. So recently we decided to take a bit of a risk and tag Bright Sellers and use their logo in our Instagram posts,
we've done it with
social media.
Quip ain't mad.
They don't care.
Quip for life.
Yeah.
I don't even use their toothbrush.
And Bright
but you
Sellers,
would if they sent you a free
that's
one.
That's right. I would.
We got an email.
Go away from my Colgate bamboo.
First, we got a Instagram message asking us how we got a sponsorship from Bright Sellers.
And we never responded.
We didn't respond because we were like, we don't have one.
Yeah,
we were
just being funny.
And then we got an email, or Mike got an email, that asked about that. And
from the same name, right? They're both
I don't think they were the same person.
Well, but I thought it was the same name.
It was the same name. Yeah. Yes. So it's a bit odd.
A little bit fishy.
Yeah. But just we're not sponsored by anyone but Julie.
Yeah, that's right. Wax so, bear, love her forever.
We do like Bright Sellers. I recently had a great customer service experience because I meant to actually cancel my membership with them.
Right.
And did not and got charged $93.
Whee.
And then I just emailed them or texted their number or whatever. And the next day they were like, yeah, we can cancel it and we'll refund you because we haven't processed it yet. Here you go. And I was like,
that's so nice because most people would be like, nope.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're like, you should pay attention more. Like, so, that's why I've had several subscription companies be like, nope.
They also did tell us we're not in trouble, but they don't want to advertise with
them. That was a question I was going to ask. They tell you stop doing that, or do they say,
yeah, we they don't want to be associated logo. With us? We're not
please
good
stop
enough
using
with them.
Our copyright yeah. logo.
They don't, they're not interested in advertising with us. I don't know why. I guess they're not into the poop and butthole thing.
I know.
At this time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. At this time.
We can only go up.
Not yet. Not yet. That's so, but.
We're coming for you, Bright Sellers.
That's right. We are. So that was a funny story that we did not talk about last week that I've been dying
the past
to talk about.
2 weeks.
Yeah, sure.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a plan? Are y'all doing a lot of spooky episodes going up until?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Spooky.
We are going to be doing a lot of paranormal, spooky, things like that.
Nice.
Because Halloween, and then also because it's a never-ending subject material, and
we like it. Yeah.
So we're going to fucking talk about it. Yeah. If you don't want to listen, fuck you.
And it won't always be our experiences. We'll talk about different things.
That's how you get sponsors, baby.
Yeah.
You got to act like, you know.
I think that's what Joe Rogan did.
That's what he did.
That's what everyone does.
$100 million
cool.
on Spotify, that ain't nothing compared to what's your excuse getting a cease and desist from Bright Sellers.
So, yeah, we're going to do that. It won't always be experiences. We'll sometimes just talk about.
Yeah, just stories that have happened.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just general fun. I mean, fun spooky.
Yeah. We like spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah.
So that's our plan.
We'll do a video of me getting my. So also the ghost tattoo I want. I just want a line.
Oh, just
like a line sheet ghost.
Okay, then you probably don't need Johnny.
Yeah. No. Nope. Sure don't.
His are so cute.
His are good. His are good.
You just need somebody that can do lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so. Don't go to Waco.
That's it.
we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios as always. Well, we'd be dead without them.
That's right. We do. We also want to thank our patrons.
Yeah, we have so many.
Like Brian and Amanda.
That's right. We love them. And we also have Vanessa Seiss.
Mm-hmm. And Brandon Bush.
That's right. And Shelby.
And Madison.
And also Jeffrey.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
all of them. They're so nice. They give us their money each month to help us buy this and keep being produced and stuff like that. So
thank you.
If you want top-notch quality, keep donating.
That's right.
We
and
can only go
let
up
let us
from
know
here.
If you want to buy a sponsorship.
That's
we're
right.
Here.
And or
Quip.
Yeah, that's right. Quip. Colgate.
Bamboo toothbrush.
Pillsbury.
Save the world.
I like that y'all reach for it, though. Y'all
hey,
don't go for smaller brands. You're
no.
like,
that's right.
Apple.
That's right.
Tesla.
I got your phone. Right. It's broken right
Mine
now.
Mine, too.
Sponsored by Mercedes.
That's right. Give me that Mercedes.
Us.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So
I don't like the fact that nobody commented on the episode when you did a rerun that it was sponsored by that pickle that you buy at the middle school football game.
Oh, yeah.
That's not fair. Life isn't fair.
People don't know. No taste.
No.
You're not getting sued by that pickle.
No.
Not getting sued by a pickle.
Absolutely not.
That's right.
But so thank you guys. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah,
for
thanks
sharing
for
your not ghost story.
Showing up, and it was a ghost story.
It is.
You don't believe it.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow. So you can reach out to us. Let us know your stories.
Yeah, any spoopy.
Reach out through email.
And that's at whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Or Facebook. You can send us a message, comment on our stuff, whatever.
And that's at whatsyourexcusepodcast with spaces and apostrophes because they're...
We're not animals.
That's right.
And you can find us on Instagram.
And that is What's Your Excuse Podcast. No spaces, no anything, no apostrophes, because they're, well, we're little animals.
Yeah. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
That's right. And also Stitcher.
And Spotify.
And Google.
Play.
Yeah, play.
So.
Google Play.
All right. Goodbye.
Google Play. Anyways, yeah, great. Toad loves you.
I have to pee.
Bye.
What's your excuse?
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.